Hello, Alan here. Welcome to this audio podcast. It's currently Monday, the 11th of July, 2011, and I literally just got back into London yesterday. Cece and I were in Vietnam. We had gone there for a couple of weeks, and 2 years ago, that was the location of our honeymoon. So we just got back from a second pass, if you will, at Vietnam, where we wanted to revisit some of the places we'd been before and cover some locations we'd missed. And coming back to London, I was pleasantly surprised to hear from the guys at the Snortle Comedy Podcast, who interviewed me not too long ago and have produced this podcast. And it demonstrates to me cause and effect and how things can happen just by getting out there and doing something. I originally met Chris through an I Am My Partner event. That snowballed into me using one of his comedy podcasts on dating. And then he invited me to meet the guys and actually be part of their podcast. So one thing leads to another, and I think that's quite a big thing that I'm looking into right now on where we go next with I and my partner. So I'm going to write a bit more about that soon, but meantime, please enjoy the interview I did with the guys at the Snortle Comedy Podcast.
I think it's probably now a good time to go for us to leave this arena.
Yeah, because we're doing it live from Wembley today.
Yeah, if the sound is a little bit echoey, it's because we are...
Take it all! Hello, London!
It's now time for us to leave this studio, and we're going over to meet our guest, whose name is Alan.
Alan Wills.
And tell you what, let's just go over there and speak to him. This will be seamless.
Let's link into our next, our guest for this podcast, Alan Wills. Hello, Alan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hello. Shall we give him a round of applause?
Yes, we can get a round of applause. We always give our guests a round of applause.
I'm touched.
Alan, what's your title for what it is you do? Are you, like, CEO, shall we say?
Creator.
Director?
Director of...
I don't have a title, but let's go with that.
We'll call you Director.
Untitled.
Okay. Of AreYouMyPartner.com. Which
AYMP?
What's that, Chris?
AYMP.com. Yeah.
Still, okay. Which is a unique dating site.
Well, it isn't yet. It might be one day, but it's kind of an embryo. It's an embryo at the moment.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? How does it work in comparison to other dating sites?
Uniformdating.com. How does it compare to that?
Why don't you explain to us how it works?
Before I do that, why don't I tell you how it came about?
Okay,
might be more interesting.
That sounds like a great idea.
I moved to London about 5 years ago, and found it a bit of a struggle to meet like-minded people. And the first thing I did was, being a man who works in digital, because it's kind of my background, I went online and started joining all these dating sites and trying to meet people and like-minded individuals. And long story short, I found them kind of very cold and very blunt instruments, and I thought, man, there must be a better way to date, because the dating sites that exist now have business models that kind of conflict with people actually meeting. They try and grab you, put you on there as long as they can. You may leave, there might not be people there. Long story short, I said, I can do better. At the time, I also had a friend who was blogging back in Canada, and he managed to trade a paperclip up to a house, and he says, man, you got to do this blogging thing. It works. And I said, all right, fair enough. At that exact moment, my brother called and said, hey, guess what? I'm working for an airline. I can give you flight passes to anywhere in the world, so you can go wherever you want. So I flew to Los Angeles, and I was hanging out with some buddies on Venice Beach, and I met this random woman. She was about 50 years old. And
that's a
star. Yeah.
And
she was having trouble with a bank machine. I think the card wasn't working, and I was next in line. I'm like, can I give you a hand to wipe the strip, whatever? So she gets talking to me, and she goes, she just asked me all these questions. Where are you from? Oh, you live in London. Oh, how'd you do that? Oh, I've got 2 passports. And she goes, wow, you'd be a great guy to marry. And I went, okay, that's kind of interesting. And then she said, you know, how's it going? I said, I live in London. It's really hard to meet people. She goes, you know what? If you just tell the universe what you want, it'll happen. So I went back and I set up this website, and I was a huge lark. I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. I called it AreYouMyWife.com. I just put up a blog and said, I'm willing to go anywhere in the world for the right dating opportunity. Just want a date that reveals true character. Well, lo and behold, within a month, this website, without any PR, without anything, suddenly got picked up by all these newspapers. And one day I got on the tube and opened up the Metro, and it was a page three story.
Which I remember. Three. I actually remember reading.
And I was wearing the same jacket in the photo that I was on the tube, and I was like embarrassed. By the time I got out the other side,
was your picture in the paper as well?
Yeah, yeah. They took it off Flickr.
It wasn't just his jacket.
just
wearing his jacket.
So by the time I got off the tube, I had all these messages. Like, hey, do you want to go skydiving in South Africa? Do you want to come meet me in Norway? Do you want to come meet me and let's do these crazy. Yeah, I thought, wow, this is great, because now I'm cherry picking. You know, I've gone from no calls to pull on a thread and see where it goes, right? So, and then all the media started calling. I was kind of doing interviews and stuff. And again, no PR. Didn't have to even lift a finger. And then I had all these producers chasing me going, hey, do you want to do a show about us?
Sounds very much like our lives. So
yeah. But I said, look, guys, I don't think I want to do a show about it at this stage, but let's just see where the blog goes. So I said I would take a month off work because I was a contractor at the time. Took a month off, and I ended up going around the world for 8 months.
Jesus.
Melting my credit card. Just literally waking up in different cities and signing in, going, I've got an offer here. Is that on the route that I can do, that I can get $50 ticket? Yeah, let's do that. But the most amazing part that I found was that no matter where I went in the world, I was supported by the kindness of strangers. So if I just said, I'm going to be in Paris next week, I had places to stay, I had people. One girl didn't even want to date me. She drove from Sydney to Brisbane in Australia just to pick me up and drive me back to Sydney for my next date. So it was kind of a life-changing experience. And to cut a long story short, I ended up meeting my now wife. Though along the way I thought it wasn't going to work out, there was too much going on.
Where did you meet her?
Funny enough, I met her in London.
Oh,
right. So, money
all around the world for 8 months.
Yeah, to meet someone of my own. But it was that kind of thing. I don't know if you ever read The Alchemist. It's a, you know, you discover the beauty of your own backyard when you leave it, kind of thing. So
I've not read the book, but it's on the basics of it.
Yeah, I've just given you the whole plot. You don't even have to buy it.
Just have a look on Wikipedia or something.
That's what I normally do. I normally just read Wikipedia. Just
giving you the Coles notes.
Films I will never read or see.
So that's the beginning. Right. That's the Ari My Wife story. And then it was interesting because when I decided to shut that blog down, I suddenly got people going, hey, can I I've signed in on your website. I can't seem to sign in on your website. And I went, it's a blog. The sign in is for me to log in and blog. But everyone's like, oh, I want to sign in. How do I want it? And I got people saying, can I take over? Can I use your blog? And I just thought the idea popped into my head. Well, I still think internet dating shit for a number of reasons. I don't think it's true to itself. I don't like the business model. And all the reasons that caused me to start Ari My Wife prompted me to start a new blog called Ari My Partner. So going full circle now, we're back to answer your question. Yeah. What's the blog all about? And
that was my question.
That was your question, in a roundabout way. So I set this blog up, and the purpose of it, if you will, is simply to tell a new story. And I started a little bit of an experiment. That's how I met Chris, funny enough, not in a bad way.
Oh, you weren't dressing as women again, were you?
No,
not this time.
Fooled me once, never again. I see through you now. I literally set up a new blog and said, right, my mission... The mission statement is I want to improve online dating. I want to make it better. I want to make it more personal. And I want to see who I can get involved. Because last time I did this, a whole bunch of people got involved. And at the end of the day, we have an amazing story. And it's that kind of thing as you get older. You can look back and see how the dots connect. But you can't see how they're going to connect in the future. So I thought, right, what if I just start blogging and I'm going to just start organizing events. Again, no PR. I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm just going to start saying, right, hey, let's do a meetup here. Let's do a meetup there. And the idea is that every time we organize an event, people can feed into what we do next, and then it just grows into a community. And I always found that with dating, I always preferred group dating, because you go out, you meet a bunch of people. Well,
not like that.
Not like that. Adjust tone.
No, we like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, we like watching it, don't we, Jamie?
Don't bring me into this, Steve.
All right.
The way I see it is one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to come out, you're going to meet a bunch of cool people. You're going to contribute to a process and maybe feed into the next event. You're going to have a good time. That's the worst that can happen.
Yeah.
What's the best that can happen? Maybe you meet someone. Because let's face it, you don't really meet someone through cold introductions, through blind dating, through speed dating, through even dating sites where you've got to tick boxes and have robots try and match you up.
Yeah.
So the idea was let's make it into something where the online and the offline kind of merge. So I've started that. I've done about... 8 events so far, 3 of which are kind of just the same, which was the London Skate, which is grouping up with sports. And it's been going well. It's been going interesting. But I think I'm kind of at a point now where I go, right, I want to scale this up. I want to make it a bit bigger. maybe.
And that, is that why you came to us?
Yeah, is I was thinking, man, Snortle's going to put me on the map, baby.
That first small step. Yeah. It's always that first small step that needs to be taken.
Because, I mean, I've been on two of these now.
I was going to say.
And they are a lot of fun.
Well,
Jamie and I have an issue with
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Go on.
Feed away.
We called the website up, and I believe, what was it? Two of the...
On your video.
Two of your things that you say are your... It's for professionals between the age of 25 and 45.
Yeah.
Now, Chris...
24.
We think Chris's membership should be suspended and an inquiry launched.
A public inquiry launched. As he only qualifies for one of those, and that is living in the London area.
But as we know recently from my extra work, I was picked out by a director as being between 30 and 40. So I think it's okay. Yes. I see that surprise face element. Yes, I was.
Do you guys want the honest truth? It's since Chris came along that I've changed the criteria.
This is why I can no longer come along now.
I mean, Chris will tell you the first time I met him, how old are you? Right. Dad, we're drawing a line in the sand.
When you said that, did Chris go, 25? 25?
I swear, sir.
Because we've got that draft snorter resolution going through for
Yeah, we have.
But there's actually there's a reason I did that. And some, you know.
Because he hates me.
Yeah, because I hate, I mean. Yeah, all right, job done. I don't like it.
Because your wife won't allow all the 18-year-old women to come anymore. Is
no,
that
exactly.
Reason?
No, it was just kind of like, I remember someone, I met a couple of people and said, you've got to kind of, if you're going to build this and make it bigger, you should start with a select group and expand from there. Because I said, all right, fair enough. That's business advice, so to speak. So I read the video you're talking about, it's only been up a week. And that's kind of where I said, right, I'll try with this target group, see how it works. But let's say, I don't know, 150-year-olds come out.
Impressive, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So I think my big challenge now is one, well, I've got two challenges. One is awareness, which I don't know how I'm going to address, figure it out. And the second is time. I work full time, so this is kind of something I do on the side. So ideally, I'd like to partner up with someone at some point that can kind of, I figure I could bring the storytelling element to it and kind of like the legacy, if you will. And someone else could help me organize the events and set them up. Yeah. One of which, you know, Erica.
Yes.
Who you met, really cool girl. She gave me this list of ideas. She said, we got to do all that. You know, she's cool, but then, you know, she's all over the shop. She works full time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my next struggle, is that expansion piece. Who do I team up with, you know? See what happens. And like I say, I'm just kind of throwing it out there. If after a year, nothing happens, buy the t-shirt, move on. But hey, it got me a Snortle podcast interview.
Yeah.
Things
nothing.
Are gold.
You've had the highlights of the Snortle podcast, you know.
Yeah, to look back when you're old and you can look back on that. But I think you're absolutely right with regards to other dating websites. This has gone very serious now.
Let's lighten it up.
I think you're right. In things like Match.com and the adverts that they now put on the TV and things like that, they are... The only way they make their money is if you stay single.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. You meet someone, that's it. They're done. Yeah. You don't need it anymore. So. Yeah.
So. And then you switch to cheater sites.
Yeah.
which are booming, apparently.
The only experience I've come across with speed dating, not been on
it. I thought you were going to say swinging.
That company do we had for a Christmas meal was in a building. There was some speed dating going on the dance floor area, which we couldn't go in there until, I didn't say, 10 at night. So I got down there just as it was finishing up, and after a few drinks, obviously my brain's in the clever genius thinking type mode, so I went up to the bloke and went, you got any of those speed dating cards with people writing their names on? And he goes, yeah, come back to me in 5 minutes. So I grabbed a few of them, got a pen, and started writing women's names and just made up numbers on. So I then, when the guy whose wife hardly ever lets him out had left his jacket behind, I snipped several of them into various pockets. He says, poor old Stewie, he was only ever allowed out about once a year, and his wife would call him constantly whilst he was out.
And now never again.
So I did that, and I thought it was the funniest jape ever.
It's very good.
Then I woke up the next morning, I went, oh, I hope he's still alive, because she would kill him.
What kind of events are you doing then? Because I know I've been to two of them so far. I went to the very first one.
What events did you go to?
I've been to two. The first one was the National Portrait Gallery.
Very high brow.
That was it.
Well,
it was very
called,
good fun.
It was called the Psychological Art Game. But anyways.
Yeah. Where we split up into two groups. We walked around the National Portrait Gallery.
Men and women. Different groups.
No, not different.
Girls versus guys.
It was split mixed groups. So we walked around talking to each other about the first room. What kind of pictures we liked, which ones we disliked, and then we did that on the second round. And then, but the third room, we each walked around separately, and then at the end, we we each picked a person, we picked out which picture we think they would have liked the most in that gallery, and which we think they would have disliked the most, from what we've learned from the last two rooms.
So it's basically using art to get to know each other.
Yeah, and it was really, really interesting. I really enjoyed that. And then we ended up at a gay pub.
Yeah, that was good. Even better.
Is that just the blokes?
Yeah.
But this one that Chris came on was based on a date that I'd had in Annoying My Wife, that a girl challenged me. She said, I want you to meet me by a certain painting, and then we're gonna use art to get to know each other. Now, I think the end result was the same, whether it was my date or when Chris came along.
You both ended up in a gay pub.
Yeah. we literally, the conversation didn't stop flowing, and it was, you know, I think... That to me is the perfect day out, that you're having people that are having a good time, you're having a laugh. At the end of the day, you're going to walk away with a good experience, or you might meet someone and it might go further. But to me, hiding behind a database is a bit of a...
Yeah.
I think there's too many of them. That's my other thing. There's too many dating sites. But right,
so your next event is in July.
Well, I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. I got to figure out what we're
going to
do.
So you should go and look at the website and look at the 8 events that have happened so far as well.
So what's the website address again?
IYMYPartner.com or AYMP.
So if you go on there, and obviously you'll be able to get updates as to what's going on. We'll see what's coming up soon.
You get to meet Alan.
Yay!
You know,
and find out about his trips around
the world. Alan is married. So,
and he'll buy you all the drinks.
Alan will buy all the drinks the whole time as well. And you might better go on a treasure hunt.
Can we edit in real time?
Well, Alan, thank you very much for coming on the Sortal Podcast. This has been fantastic and very interesting, and certainly a great insight for me into the world of online dating.
How it could be.
It certainly sounds something that's much better than making money for large corporations, anyway. So do go and have a look at his website, areyoumypartner.com. Alan, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Pleasure, guys.
And then we have one more thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
We have the game.
The game. Well.
Now, we've got a new leader in this game, Mr. Daniel Wallace, who I believe it was about...
Who last podcast managed to get...
It was 33.4 seconds. We're still just working out his body mass index, just to get the adjustment.
He was on some kind of
weird
diet.
He was a heavy
diet.
Set chap, wasn't he?
He was on some kind of weird diet.
He
bought a book from Amazon.
I think he might have been...
Can you remember what that book was?
No.
No, I thought not, no.
I think he might have had some sort of padding to make him appear bigger. Right.
Guys, what's the origin of this game? How did it come about?
Jamie likes hearing women scream.
Pushing them to their deaths.
So what do I have to do?
The idea is you start high, you end low, you take a deep breath, and you have to make the sound as if you were falling from a building, a cliff, or a bridge, or something like that.
It's your choice. You can decide what you've jumped from.
When you fall, doesn't adrenaline kill you within 10 seconds?
No. What?
Not in this
adrenaline
game.
Adrenaline kill
not,
you?
Not in this
game. Where's this come from?
This is in the snorter world.
Here we go.
So, in your own time.
Well, okay, I'm going to do it, but... what do I need? I need some inspiration. What would I win?
You just want to be.
What would you win? You would win a subscription to Match.com.
Wow.
And
what would you want? Come on. Yeah. You win a subscription to MyBallAndChain.com.
Yeah, my ball. Well, you haven't even set that up yet.
And you get
give me the domain name for free. Okay.
You get the respect of us three.
Respect.
Only
which
us
is
three.
RESPCT is definitely worth competing for. Okay, here we go.
In your own time.
Is there any tricks to this? Sit up straight, I don't know.
I'd say breathe in. don't start
deep
a breath now.
Deep breath.
Like a lot of things in life, the only trick to it is natural talent. Most paltry effort we've had so far.
Flat,
I'm afraid.
He got to 21 seconds, though. I think that's actually not too bad.
No. I shall make a note of that now.
Oh, on the notes?
On the note of that.
Wow, have you discovered the notes app? Notes app is great. Yeah.
I fear even with allowing for body mass, that may put you at the bottom of the index.
Right.
I know you're disappointed.
What was it?
21 point. Well, it doesn't matter what the point is. It's crap.
21 point. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say 21.8.
Okay. Fair enough.
I
didn't get to practice, but hey, it's
cool. Nobody does. We're not.
Have you got any other games? Give me another game.
And you're back in the room.
Yes, we are back.
Whoa!
No longer in the arena, but back in the studio. That was Alan from...
For God's sake, his memory is awful from Alan, Are You My Partner.
Do you want to write down Alan Wills?
Sorry, that was Alan Wills from areyoumypartner.com.
I'm very interested. It is and sounds.
Oh, isn't it?
Yes.
AYMP, the website, wasn't it? Yeah. Are You My Partner?
Does this turn into Sesame Street?
That was a lot. See, you can do maths, but letters he's terrible at.
welcome back anyway.
You should see him trying to do a web address, it's awful. W
W. No, he puts VV.